Listening Library presents Up Close, Jane Goodall by Sudipta Barden Quaylen. Read for you by Helen Stern.
Foreword. I met Jane Goodall in 1984. I was 6.5 years old, and she was on TV. My parents were picky about what I could watch, but a National Geographic special was acceptable. The show was called Among the Wild Chimpanzees, and I was hooked. The first time she materialized out of the jumble of leaves and branches, I thought that she must have been the bravest woman in the world. When I saw her sitting within just a few feet of wild chimps, I knew she must have been the bravest woman in the world. On TV, the chimps were fascinating, with complex lives and emotions. My cousin, who in my mind knew everything, he was in college, laughingly told me that chimps were just mindless brutes. I didn't understand how anyone could have thought that. Jane walked among them with ease, as if she was following children instead of wild animals. By the end of the documentary, Jane was my new hero. I admired her tenacity, her determination, and her intelligence. I began to read everything I could about Jane and her work, even checking out a worn, dog-eared copy of her book, In the Shadow of Man, from the library. I vowed that someday I would follow in Jane's footsteps. Though I didn't grow up to be Jane Goodall, I did travel to Africa, not to Gombe, but to Botswana and South Africa. It was very different from Jane's experience. I honestly don't have the bravery to sleep on a camp cot in a tent, with nothing between me and wild animals but a stretch of canvas. And I can't imagine living for months with no electricity, no running water, and no wireless internet. I did, however, get to experience the adventure of seeing Africa in all its wild glory. One night, I was able to watch a herd of elephants, mothers and babies, converge on a watering hole at sunset. When our Land Rover ventured a bit too close, one of the humongous mothers turned and glared, a warning to us to stay back. The rest of the herd continued, unbothered, to drink and splash in the waning light. It was one of the most spectacular sights I had ever seen in my life. I thought back for a moment to the little girl who had been so captivated by Jane Goodall's pioneering and courageous work at Gombe. And I felt as if I had, in a very small way, shared in the thrill Jane must have experienced. Introduction. All day, Jane Goodall had scoured the terrain of the Gombe Stream Chimpanzee Reserve. She scrambled up and down the rugged trails, over the mountain slopes, and through the forested valleys. Since dawn that morning, she had been on her feet, yet she still had not spotted a single chimpanzee. Soon, she reached the peak, a high spot with a marvellous view of the land below. The peak was Jane's favourite spot to go looking for chimpanzees. Since it was almost 5 o'clock in the evening, Jane knew there was not much more daylight left. She would have to stop her observations and head back to camp soon. Hopefully, she could catch a glimpse of a chimp making a night nest in a tree before the darkness forced her to go home. A scream pierced the air. Jane recognised it as the cry of a young chimpanzee. She scanned the horizon with her binoculars and soon spotted a group of four chimps quarrelling over some fruit. The argument quickly ended, and the group settled in to eat peacefully. Jane carefully made her way closer to the chimps. For 10 minutes, she crept silently toward a gnarled old fig tree, but by the time she arrived, the chimps were gone. Depression began to overcome Jane. Despite her best efforts, the apes had realized she was approaching and departed. Then, something caught Jane's eye. Less than 20 yards away, two male chimps were staring directly at her. She recognized the one she had named David Greybeard, and the other as his constant companion, Goliath. Jane braced herself for the chimp's inevitable flight and escape, since every chimp she approached always had. This time, however, was different. David and Goliath merely stared, even when Jane slowly sat down. After a few moments, the two apes began to groom each other. Two more chimpanzees soon materialized, a female.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?